So we know that there was a period of time where there were two kinds of altars, right? There was the Bama Yachid, Bama Tzibur. So by Bama Yachid. So by Bama Yachid. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that there's no idea of a makom, right? I can shech wherever I want to. By Bama Tzibur, which we're going to call Bama Tzibur, is obviously going to be the equivalent to the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a specific makom you need to shech it. Okay, so they both argue, right, about the case of when you change the makom hashchita, do you keep the korban on or not? Remember, right? If you create that kind of psul, so the question is it strong enough of a psul that it means you have to remove it from the mizbeach, or you can leave it on the mizbeach? Pshita.
Pshita, like Rabbi Elazar. Oh yeah, I've been pashat with Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ola Bama Yachad. Im Hakdash Haba Behema Amna La Kriva the Bama Yachad Bisman.
Heter Bamas. Good.
Bim Hayamakrib Sham Lo Haytatuna Shita Bitzapa.
So again, what does that mean? No, I was saying before that, but what's Allah by Bama Yachad? So what? I shechted it. Or what's the case? I shechted it for what purpose?
For a Bama Yachid.
Is it
Shechid? Oh, sorry, Hikdash, I apologize. Hikdash. I'm sorry, you're right. I was Makdash the Behema to bring in a Bama Yachid, right? And then what happened? Oh, and if I did it there, if I did bring it, in other words, if I did Shechid, Shechid wherever I want, right? Ella. Right, so, but what did he do? He brought it into the temple. Ima denusha kal tu amichitzos. Michitzo shalazara.
Yeah.
Like the walls of the azara, the whole davar, which means vare.
Harehi kamosha hokdasha mitchila lakrav mizbeach. In the past, biotzi mishkuta jerom shadvaram apsula apsula.
Right. So it's such a strange question, right? Because you would not. I think you would never think this. You would think the other way. The Gemara is saying, what would you say? You would say that. If I had in mind to shecht it, if I was makdish it, to bring it in the Bamas Yachid.
You couldn't bring it on the
Tzibur. Let's say I didn't, and I bring it into the Bamas Tzibur, I bring it to the Mikdash, right? So what you would think is, okay, well, you know, whatever happened over there is there.
Well,
and
I guess the idea is that the Bama Tzibur is just a Bama with an extra.
We're gonna hit a nice classic Briska Chakira. We're waiting for that nice Chakira, right? The old, is it? Different, qualitatively different, or is it this thing with the plus? Okay, we'll get to that. All right, yeah, it's right from the toolbox. I think I have a classic. It's a classic, but it's a little more complex, as you'll see. Zen Gemara says so. Okay, so it's, you know, let's just reflect on that for a second before we get to the suffix. Okay, so right, so the question would be is if taking Yonatan's point, but getting it more into the Bamas issue.
Yeah.
In other words. What's the what are the two ways you can construct the difference between a Bamas Yachad and a Bamas Tzibur? What's the nature of the difference between the two? Yonatan's kind of giving away, but you take what you're saying and put it into how would that express itself, the difference between Bamas Yachad and Bamas Tzibur? Meaning, if you learned it one way, if I brought the korban into the base of Mikdash, it's a Bamas Yachad still. The other way, no, it's a Bamas Tzibur.
Right.
Right, so it's easy. The chakir is easy.
The easy way to think
is that Bamas Yachad and Bamas Tzibur are two different systems of akrab.
Yeah.
Right. So one has nothing to do with the other. Right. What happens in Bamas Yachad?
Stays in Bamas Yachad.
Good. So if I bring it to the Mikdash, it's like you literally have
it's like
two.
A big Bama,
right, but they're two separate systems.
Yeah.
That's the key. So one will never affect the other. That's easy. What would the other side say? This is a trickier part to understand by Bama.
Bama with extra steps.
No,
I know, but what is it? But what's the nature of the institution of Bama's Yachid? Really, in truth, what exists? There's only one type of akrava that exists, and that is Bama's Tzibur.
Yeah.
There's never an idea of Bama's Yachid, meaning there's no natural expression of a Bama's Yachid. It was always meant to be what?
Tzibur,
right? So then, what's Bama's Yachid? What's the halachic term I'm looking for? I mean, guy says it. What's the halachic term? What is it? There's the only way, which is in Hebrew, a matir. Okay, a matir. Why am I saying it's a matir? The reason you have to learn it's a matir, because without that, there'd be no way to understand why it is when I bring.
There's times where bamas are permitted and not.
Right. But I'm saying, but in order to understand his chiddush, you need to understand one simple idea, that the idea of using a bamas yachid is a matir. if Bamas Yachid was really its own independent system of Akrava, then what you would say is, okay, so what do I care if I bring it into the Mikdash? What does that have to do with the other? But, I mean, without getting too meta, there's no way the halachic system could tolerate two competing systems of Akrava. That would be impossible or very inefficient. Rather, what's the idea? Really, there's only one kind of Bama, a Tzibur. But the thing is, because of the there wasn't a Mikdash at the time, we needed to allow people to have their own independent sense of worship. So what would they do? They allowed for Bamas Yachid. So it's only because there's a Matir, that the Matir produces the Bamas Yachid. So now, if I bring it into the Mikdash, without defining it yet, you can see an opening for why the Matir would no longer apply. But again, it's not that they're two separate systems of Akrava.
What would that entail?
Okay, now, what did the guy do? So the Rebbe Elazar says, I was makdish my animal to bring as a korban a bamas yachid, and then what did I do? Sheikh Nisa Lazara. So I brought it into the temple grounds. And then what did I do? Of the mikdash, right?
Yes.
Not by bamas yachid. I shacked in the wrong makam. Alu.
Alu, vale, uta, koin al mizbeach, which I don't know what they said. Mahu shiyurdu.
Okay. One second. So what do we know as a premise for sure? That if, again, let's go factually, yeah. Okay? Makdish the animal in bamas yachid.
Yeah.
Which means at that point, right, we're looking at the idea it's a matir, right? So if I went ahead and shechted it there, it'd be fine. I bring it into the temple, right? And I shechted the wrong makam, right? And now the question is that if I shechted the wrong makam, which is a psul, everyone agrees it's a psul, can I keep the korban on the mizbeach or not? The only variable that's changed between this case and the first case is what?
Where you shechted it.
No, you shacked the wrong makom. That's the only thing. The only variable is
the first case being the Mishnah.
Yeah, here. Right, for the Mishnah. The only difference now is that, okay, what variable is put in play that I was makdish it for Bamas Yachid. Okay, that one little tiny difference.
Isn't that first case as well?
No, because the first case isn't a Bamas Yachid. I'm talking about the Mishnah. Because what makes this different than Mishnah's case?
In the Mishnah, where you shacked the wrong makom.
Right. Okay. So Mao Shiardu, so should it stay on or not? So the Gemara says, Midikam Abayle. Mikach.
Okaraba, Okaraba, Okar Yosef.
Which basically is telling you that the fact is a suffix here is going to push us to show, to demonstrate the validity of each side in this machlokas. Yeah. Meaning, Chada migo chada kimabayale. Go.
Chada migo chada kimabayale. The olam mistabik Rabbi Eliezer gam besatam ula.
So it turns out, okay, I hope you can follow this. It turns out the Rebbe Elazar also had a suffix in general, okay, by a regular korban that you were makdish for the Mizbeach, a regular korban, im halacha karaba karav Yosef. So we don't know where Rebbe Elazar fits in. Again, what do we know about Rebbe Elazar factually? Rebbe Elazar held if I was makdish in Bamas Yachid and I bring it into the Mikdash. I thought I shacked in the right makom. If I shacked in the wrong makom, we're unsure right now if it's Olav Yared or not. Now the Gemara is saying, so take Rav Elazar and say he fits into the machlokas Rabban Rav Yosef to say that. That's your cue.
Oh, yeah. Sha'ad Khan, Lok Amar Rabba Hatam, Bistam Karwan, Sha'im Alu Yerde, Misham Shemakit.
Wait, where'd you go? One second. Docha Gemara, Imalach Rav Yosef, Usfeko. Usfeko?
Usfeko, Bebama Yachid, Yotze Mitoch Sveko, Bisatam Korah.
Right, so the Suffek of Bamas Yachid also would apply to the Suffek by regular Korban. Vekach Nistapek. So what's the Suffek? You're talking, Sha'adkan.
Sha'adkan, Lok Amar Rabba Matam.
Bistam Korban.
Sha'im Aluyarde, Misham Shemachitza, Ketikna.
I remember this. Okay, good. I'm saying it's coming back to me now. All right, so now it's like this. So by regular korban, so im alu yerdu, okay? If a regular korban shacked in the wrong makom, and I put it onto the mizbeach, what do? I take it off. Why? Mishum shemechitza ketikna pasala. Now, this is going to be very counterintuitive, which is probably why you were confused. Very counterintuitive, but listen. Shehoel umitchila higdisha manasla kiwir mechitza ketikna. Because what did I originally do? And in the Mishnah's case, what did I do? What was my intention when I consecrated it?
To bring it on the
normal way. Right. I said, I'm going to bring this to the Mikdash. I shucked in the wrong makom. Okay? And what happened? Lefika kishashin above a shakta bedaram, when I mess up the makom mashchita, psulo chamor. It's a very bad, that's the bad word here, by the way, a very stringent, very bad defect. Vedina shafilim also tera. And that's why it's such a horrible defect that if it goes on the mizbeach, you got
to
take it off.
That's
going to rabba. But wait, who cares? But if I went ahead and mokdished it for my bamas yachid, and then brought it in and then messed it up, that's an inferior psul. And therefore, if it made it onto the mizbeach, I can leave it there. Because that botch job that I did, right, in the second case, the botch job is not as bad of a botch. One more time, okay? One side of the suffix, okay? I just gotta follow the logic.
This is perfect.
Okay, one second. Follow the logic here, okay? The logic is as follows, all right? I figured this is hard, it's hard. Logic is like this. According to one side of the suffix, okay? If I say I'm bringing a korban into the temple, okay, and then I botch it in the temple, that is a terrible, 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 terrible problem. Mechitzas tikna, right? The walls are there to help you, but not if you do a really bad job. And if I was mocked for the base of Mikdash and I botched it, oh man, that thing can't stay on the Mizbeach. Mm. But if I sanctified it for my individual Bama usage, which we'll call that for now, not defining it, an inferior Kedusha. Yeah. So an inferior Kedusha brings with it an inferior Psul. So if I go ahead and mess it up in the Mikdash, all right, so my mistake isn't that bad, and therefore if it goes into the Mizbeach, I can leave it there. The other way is that, keep going. So maybe Rav Yosef would agree, where if I bring it up, I won't take it down. That's Shalomar. So maybe you'll say, Kishahukdash mitchila. And the maskana is teiku. Okay, teiku is a dream come true because teiku means there's no way we can know the answer for sure. But forget that. What's the second way of learning? Very weird, right? This is what we call in Gemara language, svaros, hafuchos, all right? The exact opposite. Worst case scenario in learning Gemara is this.
Worst
on the surface. Best when you come up with a svara. Why? Because what's the opposite way? The opposite way is say like this. If I'm makdish the animal, right, to bring to the mikdash, so the azara is very helpful. So if I botch it in the mikdash, right, so thankfully, this was a mikdash korban all along. The mikdash helps me, and it helps me to the point where if I brought the pasul korban onto the mizbeach, it stays there. But man, if I go ahead and mokdash it for bamas yachid, and then bring it into the mikdash, well, what have I now done? Doesn't matter. Mechita. And I bring it into the mikdash. Now what have I done? Well, I've taken this inferior korban and brought it into the mikdash. How can the mikdash help you? It's like this court, like it's a saying that the psul I do to the animals makdish by bamas yachid is worse in the mikdash now, and that's why I got to take it off the mikdash. So now,
I feel like it makes more sense to say that going from like a low.
Exactly the hafuchos here. How would I show you that they're exact opposite of each other? Like they're opposites, right? Because one side saying that by if you do a mistake in the mikdash, right? That's on an animal that you were mokdish for the mikdash is worse, and the other side is saying no. That if you make a mistake on an animal, you're mokdish for the mikdash. In the mikdash, it's better. That's insane. No, just forget the bamas yachid business. Don't worry about that. The bamas yachid's being used to really get into this machlokas of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Well, what I want to know is how do you define this machlokas? How can you explain this debate? What's pushing each side?
It's better in that.
Okay, now we're getting okay. Okay, so Klein, now we're taking small baby steps. You took a giant step, taking a baby step, a good baby step. Like don't think a baby in a bad way. It's a good way. So what Klein said, so I want to know, I'm trying to frame the question, in my opinion, to help you guys out. You'll get your chance, don't worry. Which is, what actually happens to that bamas yachid when you cross the threshold of the Mikdash. This business of Mechitzas Kolta, that's what it's trying to figure out. What happens to that Bamas Yachid? Okay, what happens to it?
Does it like become entirely for Bamas Yachid? Does that Hekdash of Bamas Yachid?
Okay, so one possibility, you're going to have to explain how that applies, but one possibility is going to be that somehow its shame changes. Okay, that's one road you can go down. You just have to show me what the consequence of that is. But one road you could go down is the shame of the korban changes. Okay, carefully though. Okay, but what's the other way to go? Now you can't just say it
maintains its shame of yachid,
but
also simultaneously has the requirements of zibor.
Okay. But you can't say requirements, okay?
Well, you need it has makom. It gains qualities. Of
right. So what? Right. So what? What does that mean, though? You're right. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
It's like a yachid with extra steps.
That's just yachid.
No. One way to learn is easy. One way to learn is going to say the bamas yachid, right, acquires a new shame, like a new identity. It doesn't make the bamas yachid aspect disappear entirely. Right, but there's some additional shame that it acquires. Like it's like if you looked at the DNA of the korban, you'd say it's no longer just a bamas yachid anymore. Okay, but the other way of learning is say no, it's still a bamas yachid. But what when it enters into the temple, what happens?
Shame of the korban doesn't change, but the things you need to do in order.
For right. So how would you right?
More importance.
All right. Let's take the first one. Okay. The bamas yachid, right? I cross the threshold of mikdash, right? And like you guys are trying to say before, like in other words, it's still a bamas yachid, right? But what? So I thought I was thinking of. I was thinking of an analogy. Okay, so let's say Klein's getting married, okay, and everyone here is invited except for Yonatan, okay, which makes sense. Which look how happy he is by not being invited, right? But now he shows up. Right, he's what we call an uninvited guest.
And then I yell at him to get out, and then yeah.
Yonatan doesn't belong at the wedding, right? You don't belong there. But now once you're there, right, the rules of the wedding apply to you, right? You were never invited, right? But once you're there, right, the rules of the wedding environment apply to you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if you think of it that way, so when I bring them,
show up in like a t-shirt and shorts, unless you're Israeli.
Right. Sure. So if you bring the bamas yachid into the mikdash, right, and it's still a bamas yachid, so anyway, what that side is saying is that, well, you got to follow the rules of the makom. The rules of the makom apply, right? It's like, I don't know if you want to call it out of respect for the makom, but the point is the rules of the makom apply. But the shame korma has never changed, right? So if that's true, you can't do anything to violate the rules of the makom. But there's no actual extra kedusha that ever is chal on the object itself. So lach would be is that that's why it would be, what do you call it? There would be, in other words, there's no mechanism for a psul to ever actually attach itself to the korban. It's that I just got to follow the rules of the place. But that's like it did in me, not in the object. Good. So that's why it'd be lo seirid. In other words, normally a korban it has a psul in the mikdash, right? So it can't stay on the mizbeach. But here, it's like what's happening is that I just need to play along. Right, like the uninvited guest, he's got to play along if he wants to stay, right? But he's not really part of the actual wedding, right? He just got to follow the rules. So that's why here, if the korban made it on, yes, I get what you're saying with the big bummer. But the point is, if it made it on, it's low seirid because there's never a mechanism to ever allow for the psul to attach itself to the korban. It's something that I have to follow the rules. It's an important point. It's a problem in the object, and because of that problem, I can't put it. If it goes to the mizbeach, I got to take it off. But if I bring a bamas yachid, there's no problem with the object. There's no problem with the object. I just didn't follow the rules. The rules are shecht here and not here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Your svar is you have to play a
whisker, by the way. In other words, there's a psul in maisa, but there's no defect in the chepsa. Whereas if I makdish the korban it for the temple, I can say there's a psul in maisa and a psul in the chepsa also, but not here. So that's why it would be, what do you call it, lo seirid. But the other way to learn, okay, is no. What happens to the bamas yachid when it makes it into the temple? What happens to it? Well, let's be careful. Okay, you can't say it's true. This
well,
is the key point.
It doesn't maintain its original shame. It gets a new shame on top of it.
Oh, good.
Which brings it more.
No. Just listen. It's what I call a tzibor wrapper. Okay, it's a bamas yachid with the wrappings, right? A wrapper of tzibor. Why? Why am I saying it that way? Because I would say this. I'd say really, because really every korban that's a psul in it should be allowed to go ahead and stay on the Mizbeach, right? That's what the halacha is. The Mizbeach is kolid, it helps
it. It's like, so there's the Kedusha electricity, and the first case is the Korban Sibor.
Yes. In other words, this is not an organic Korban Sibor, it's an artificial, because now it was a Bamas Yachid that I now put on, I added a shame of Korban Sibor onto it, or Bamas Sibor. That's like an artificial shame. It's artificial. So basically what happens is that the Mizbeach always helps when the korban itself is a chelek of the makom. It's part of the actual mikdash. But this korban isn't. It's like, it's got like this nice veneer around it, and the veneer is what allows it to act and function like a bamas sibor. It allows it to do that. But ultimately, it's not really a bamas sibor. It's got that exterior, like, identity. So the mizbeach can't help it. It can only help that which organically is part of the mikdash, not that which is artificially part of the mikdash. So that's why it had to be come off the mikdash. So ultimately, it comes down to one question. What happens to the Bamas Yachid when it crosses the threshold? Is it still a Bamas Yachid, but it has to follow the rules, right? But nothing effectuates a change in the object? Or no, it's really a different kind of korban now. It's a Bamas Yachid, like Yonatan was saying, supercharged, or whatever, with this veneer of Bamas Sibor on it.
Does Rabbi Elazar fit into